Good morning. If you have your Bibles, if you have your Bibles with you, please open to Revelation chapter 20. Today we are going to continue our study on the future judgments that are coming. What are they? There are three of them, very important ones that concern us indirectly or directly. Firstly, we have the judgment seat of Christ, which we already considered, mentioned for us in 2 Corinthians 5, 8 to 10. Then we have a second judgment, still future, the judgment at the throne of His glory for the sheep and goats found in Matthew 25, 31 to 46. We are not going to consider this judgment. I'm not sure why, that while I have been invited to speak on the series, the future judgments, I'm given only two slots to speak on the judgment seat of Christ and the judgment at the great white throne. And this judgment, which is a glorious judgment, is left out. Never mind, perhaps another occasion we may consider this. But if I have time, I will consider this very briefly afterwards. This is found in Matthew 25, 31 to 46. Today we shall be studying the judgment at the great white throne. And this is for sinners. So you see that these are three separate judgments. There is not such thing as one universal judgment and one resurrection for all. There are three, at least, specific judgments still in future. The judgment seat of Christ, the judgment at the throne of His glory, and the judgment at the great white throne. And you'll find that three of them have separate characteristics to identify them as separate and not as the same. A quick recapitulation of what we already studied regarding the judgment seat of Christ. It is found in three important passages: Romans 14:10, 2 Corinthians 5:10, 1 Corinthians 3:10-15. We read in Romans 14:10, the judgment seat of Christ. What is its meaning? This judgment is not a judicial judgment, not a tribunal seat where judgment is pronounced and you are sent into punishment and to prison. This judgment, the Bema, is a reference to a judgment seat where a judge sits in the athletic field on a referee seat and watching the finishing line. Whoever passes first will be regarded as first, second or third. And even the one who completes the course thus will be recognized as one who has finished the race, but will never be punished. There is no punishment for this judgment, because all punishment of those involved has already taken place at the judgment when the Lord Jesus Christ died for us on the cross. This judgment is a judgment for motives and for reward. How we have been serving the Lord, in what way we have been serving Him, and then will we be rewarded or not rewarded, be ashamed, because we have run the course, we have not done anything for Him, be ashamed. Then, when will this take place? It will be still future. He says, we shall all appear. Every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ must appear. We shall, it is still yet future. After the rapture, after all those who are dead in the Lord Jesus Christ, having caught up to be with the Lord Jesus Christ in the air, and those of us who are still living will then join up in a rapture, join all of them, then will take place the judgment seat of Christ. The manner, because this is a judgment of motives and works, the Lord only can judge. In the meanwhile, we in this present world are not to judge each other's motives. You are not to judge my motive, I'm not to judge your motives. Judge not, that you be not judged. In this life, it is important that the motives be judged by the Lord and not by us. Now, with regard to the coming future judgments, the judgment seat of Christ, we have finished already. This will take place as what we call the first resurrection. What is this first resurrection? That first resurrection. This first resurrection is mentioned in Revelation 20:5-6. I told you that now to open your Bible at Revelation 20. Then this is important that you refer to it every now and again, because the whole of this time will be referring to this passage. Now in Revelation 20:5-6, we read these very significant words. The rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. The rest of the dead will imply the dead. Something happened to the dead. Then the rest of the dead, the others, which did not take part in what happened to the dead, they are there still, the rest of the dead. The rest of the dead live not again. So what were the who were the dead? The dead would be all those who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and who, when Christ comes to earth, will be raptured up to heaven. These will be the dead. The dead will be raptured up into heaven. The rest of the dead, those who were dead together with them, they will not rise. They will remain. They will stay there for 1,000 years. The dead that would be raised will be known as the first resurrection. Let's go on to the next verse. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. That will be the rapture. On such a second death has no power. A second death signifies or refers or implies a first death. What is the first death? The first death is, it says that the second death has no power over those who took part in the first resurrection. Second death, they shall be priests in a first death that have been raised, they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So, if there's a second death, there is a first death. What is the first death? The first death will be when all who live would have died. They have died. The first death, it is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment. Then there is a second death. The second death, when will it happen? 1,000 years later. The rest of the dead will take place in the second death, 1,000 years later. And so you see the time significance here and the people involved. Alright. Never mind if you are a bit confused at this stage, because we shall go on to clarify things in detail as we go on. This then is the second, the judgment of the great white throne, when the second death takes place. At the second resurrection, leading to the second death. Because before the second death could take place, those who were dead, the rest of the dead, must be raised. And that will be the second resurrection, leading to the second death. In summary, let me put it this way. The first resurrection is not one resurrection. Because we find that in time, Jesus Christ was resurrected, we find that the church would be resurrected and then raptured, and then those who went through the group, who would go through the great tribulation, they too would die during the persecution of the tribulation, they too will be resurrected. So all the first resurrection actually is not one resurrection, but it's a resurrection of at least three stages. Stage one, when Jesus was resurrected. Stage two, when all of us who believe in Lord Jesus Christ are resurrected and then raptured into heaven, ascended to heaven. And third one will be those who have gone through the great tribulation, especially the Jews, who were martyred. They, together with the Old Testament saints, all will be resurrected. Because in the rapture, the Old Testament saints will not be raptured. In the rapture, only the church will be raptured. The Old Testament saints will remain in the grave. When they will rapture, when they will be resurrected, the Bible does not mention. Most probably after the Great Tribulation, after the Tribulation, that's right, because during the Tribulation, the Jews will be involved, and the Old Testament saints were the Jews. And the Jews involved in the Great Tribulation, they will be resurrected, and therefore we presume that the Old Testament saints would be raptured also. How do I know? Because in Revelation chapter 7 verse 14, we read that when John asked, who are these people? And then the angel said, these are the saints that have come out of the great tribulation. So that is the only reference that we can presume that the Old Testament saints and the tribulation saints were resurrected at that time. There was no specific reference to the resurrection of these people. In summary, this is the whole picture. Old Testament saints were not raptured in the rapture because Old Testament saints were not in the church. The church is regarded as a mystery, as a parenthesis, as an interval between the Old Testament and the beginning of the New Testament. So, the church age was an interval, a parenthesis. And that was which is called mystery in Ephesians. The church will be raptured, and then after that, God will reckon with the Jews again, and he will punish them for what they did to the Lord Jesus Christ through the great tribulation. And after that, we have the kingdom age, where there is a blessing, as the Lord had promised Abraham that Israel would be a tremendous nation. Now, will this come to pass? To what extent, to what degree is this true? Look at what's happening in Israel now today. Signs of the Great Tribulation coming in, with the world and accompanying and attacking Israel now. This would come to pass when the world will be bringing Israel under tribulation. And this was prophesied hundreds, thousands of years before. So there are signs now coming to show us that these things, these prophecies, will take place. The very significance of the digital age. Fingerprints, the face print that is required for us to go into the airport and so on. The requirement of numbers, 666, on the wrist and on the forehead. All these are coming to pass, and they were prophesied thousands of years before today. If these things show that they are developing and coming to pass, surely what is prophesied with regard to the events that will take place will come to pass. We are living in very significant terms, and the judgment is not that future, very near to us. So, let's look at the events before the judgment of the Great White Throne. What will take place before the judgment of the Great White Throne? We read, when the 1,000 years were expired, remember, some people do not believe in the 1,000 years. They say the 1,000 years is a period of long interval. This is 1,000 years. I have no time to discuss on its truth, because that will take a lot of time. 1,000 years of peace on earth will take place after that 1,000 years, Satan shall be loosed of his prison, because Satan will be in prison for 1,000 years, Revelation chapter 20, beginning, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, perhaps with reference to Persia and Turkey and Russia. We are not sure, but some Bible scholars believe that these are the countries involved, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breast of the earth, compassed the camp, the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God in of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them were cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. This will be the judgment at the great white throne, this result. Okay, now let's deal with this. See what happens. The judgment at the great white throne. Keep your Bible open now, because we are going to refer to this passage in detail. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place. So, as we have read, before this would take place, there would be a great battle where Satan would have been loosed from his prison for after 1,000 years, and he would gather together all the rebels from the kingdom age, and then they would fight against Israel and fight against God. And God will do battle with them, sending fire. Fire, the element that would play a very important part in the battle to come. Is this what we are seeing now? Fire, fire, fire. This is the sign of the coming fulfillment of the days prophesied in the scripture. And after that, heaven and earth will fly away. No more heaven and no more earth. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. You will note that this judgment is different from the judgment at the great judgment seat of Christ. In the judgment seat of Christ, no books were opened. But here, the books were opened. The books according to their works and the book of life. Books will open and judgment will come out from what will be written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged each according to his works. Judgment seat of Christ, we are judged according to how faithful we are to the Lord. Here, they are judged according to the works they do with regard to the sin. And then we find death and Hades delivered up the dead. All those people who have died will be delivered up by the resurrection. The second resurrection will take place. And then they will face that judgment seat, that judgment at the great white throne. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. What do you mean by death and Hades? Today, what happens when a person dies? When a person dies, he's dead. He goes to death. But where is death? Death will be Hades. He does not go to hell as yet. He goes to Hades. Old Testament saints will go to Sheol, and therefore in Hades they will wait for the time when they will be resurrected, so to speak. They will be raised to face the judgment at the great white throne. At the end of the judgment, death and Hades, the place of the departed dead, will be thrown into the lake of fire. And what is the lake of fire? It's hell. In other words, today, no one goes to hell. So when people tell you, go to hell, you tell him, you go, I won't go. Because hell is not more there yet. Nobody goes to hell. The first occupants of hell will be the prophet and the beast, as we shall find later on. They will be the first occupants. And after that, Satan will join in, and then all those in the second death will be in facing hell. That is hell. The lake of fire is a reference to hell. Alright, now let's study the details. The destination of the person on the throne. Who will be the judge? Who will be the judge? Well, the person is not identified. You see, God, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. That's all. So who could be sitting on the throne? We don't know. But perhaps we know. Because we are told that I saw the small and great stand before God in verse 12. Could it be God sitting on the throne? Well, in other references, we think it might be the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we read, God had ordained a man to judge the world. Acts 17:3. God will not judge, but God had ordained a man. And who can it be? Because he had appointed a day to the which he will judge the world by that man whom he had ordained, wherefore he had given assurance unto all men in that he had raised him from the dead. He would be the one whom God has appointed to be raised from the dead. And who was he? None other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The man God raised was none other than Jesus, as we read in Romans 1:3. Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. So it could be that the Lord Jesus Christ will be the one judging, sitting on the throne. Jesus himself said it when he was on earth. He said these words, "The Father judges no man, but I committed all judgment unto the Son." So who will be sitting on the great white throne? Most likely, most probably, it would be the Lord Jesus Christ himself, because he was the only one who could qualify to sit on that throne. Now, certain facts we should know about this judgment at the great white throne. One, the period. When will it take place? It will be after the millennium. Remember, the rest of the dead live not until the 1,000 years are up. 1,000 years means the millennium. It's after the millennium, after the 1,000 years. At the end of the millennium, there will be a judgment. God will send fire into the earth and burn up the rebels. And then heaven and earth will pass away, and then we'll set up the judgment at the great white throne. When the devil was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, at the end of this period, after the millennium, we find that the devil, Satan, who was imprisoned for 1,000 years, would then come and gather together the rebels on earth and rebel against God for the last time. And then God would send fire to combat the rebels, and then then Satan will be cast into the lake of fire. No, this is one thing we need to know. In chapter 19, verse 20, we read the first occupants of hell. They were the beast and the false prophet. They were the ones who were first cast into the lake of fire. And at the end of 1,000 years, we find that they are still there. The devil was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are. They are still there after 1,000 years. Some people believe that after 1,000 years, perhaps, the whole of the people involved will be annihilated. There will be no more suffering. All will disappear. This is not so. The people will be there forever and ever. When the earth and the heaven fled away and there was found no place for them. So when will that take place? When after they have been sent, these three people, after they have been sent into the lake of fire, heaven and earth, this heaven will be burnt up, and then space will appear where the judgment at the great white throne will take place. When the heaven shall pass away, this is confirmed for us in 2 Peter 3:10. When the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the earth also, and the world, heaven and earth must pass away, so that there is empty space to bring to life again, so to speak, all those who were dead from the beginning of time of creation to that present time, all will be raised, and they will face the judgment at the great white throne, referring to a complete destruction of the old heavens and the old earth, bringing about a new heaven and new earth after the judgment at the great white throne. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. So a new heaven and new earth will be created, and they will take the place of the old heaven and old earth, which will be burnt away after the judgment at the great white throne. The place where, since the old heaven and the earth will be burnt up, therefore, common sense tells us perhaps it is in space. Universal space. The old earth and the heaven are burnt up. So it could be in universal space where this judgment will take place. The people, who will be there? I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. So no one would escape. Those who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. The dead, those dead in trespasses and sins. Now, no one living was involved. We read in this passage of no one living. No living person will be there. Those who are dead will be raised up to life again, and then they will face the judgment at the great white throne. The small and great, no one will escape. We read in Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? If present life we neglect this salvation, then we shall not escape. There we shall face the inevitable judgment of us all. The rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were up. The dead in the first resurrection were raised in the rapture, in the great tribulation. The Old Testament saints, all these will be raised. The rest of the dead, those who are not raised, those who have not believed in God, those who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, those who did not take part in the rapture, those who were not resurrected in the great tribulation, all these, the rest of the dead, would be there, raised again. The sea, Kirabate, a word in it. Death and Hades give up the dead and will dead away in them. When a person dies today, he either goes to the earth, buried in the land, or he's cast into the sea. Both people who are dead in land and sea will be raised in the second resurrection to face the judgment at the great white throne. all the dead in death, in whatever place, whatever form, will be resurrected to unite with their spirit and souls in Hades, which will deliver them up for the judgment. Remember, when a person dies, his spirit and his soul will be sent to Hades. His body, dust unto dust may return. Ashes unto ashes may return. His spirit and soul are in Sheol, are in Hades, and they will be raised, and they will be joined together when Hades will give up the dead, and they will face the judgment at the great white throne. Today, people ask, Mr. Ang, what about those people who are cremated? Their body is no more there. They turn to ashes. Yes, their body is no more there. The bones have been, their body has been burned. These are the bones left after cremation. And we bury the bones in the cemetery. There are people who are buried in the cemetery. What happened to these people? If God could create men from the dust of the earth, God would create, recreate, resurrected men from the dust of the earth. Ashes unto ashes, dust unto dust. And they will all be joined by Hades and death, who will gear up the spirits and the souls, combine together, and be ready to stand before God, before the Lord, at the judgment of the great white throne. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life, they will be there. If you are not found in the book of life, your name is not there, then you will stand at the judgment at the great white throne. The people, now, the penalty. What will they face? What is the judgment that will fall on them? All will be cast into the lake of fire. Death and Hades. Death. Whoever has died without the Lord Jesus Christ, they are dead in trespasses and sins. Death. Those who are thrown into Hades, all will be owned by these dead and Hades, and they will cast all their contents into the lake of fire. No one will escape in this judgment. No one. All because the judgment is final. Death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. Death, those who die. Hades, those who die and go to Hades. All will be cast into hell. It's not surprising that the Bible has warned us the wages of sin is death, but eternal life is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. It's very clear. No one can escape. No one. Only one group of people mentioned in the judgment at the great white throne. One group. The dead. The dead. The dead, the dead, the dead, mentioned all the time. No one living was ever mentioned. No one alive was ever mentioned in that judgment. All will be cast into the lake of fire. What's the whole purpose of this judgment of the great white throne? To judge and to pass sentence. The purpose, judge out of those things which were written in the books. God must be fair to cast them into eternal punishment. And he must give evidence. And what evidence? The books were open. What's the first book? The book of works. The book of works. Now, don't ask me what form the book is, whether you have a book like the Bible in front of you. I do not know. But the books were open. Now, I put down there C section E below. I hope I have time to cover that later on. If we have no time, I will still put it there, and you can refer to it when you have time by going to my website and download this file. It will all be there. Alright? The dead were judged from the deeds they did written in the books according to their works. This is called the book of works. It is a book that God keeps of all our works before we came to the Lord Jesus Christ, before we were saved, because all our sinful deeds would have been recorded. Those who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ would have their sins forgiven. Their sins would have remembered no more. But the people who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, their sins will be there. Their works will be there. So their works, what they do, will be the evidence that will send them into hell. One sin is enough. Second book, the book of life. It's another book was opened, which is the book of life. What is this book of life? It is a book that counters this book of works. Books of works will tell you all the things you have done. Book of life will tell you if your name is not in the book of life, sorry. Is your name in the book of life? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? No. Sorry. This is a counter evidence to verify that you indeed deserve to go to punishment. The principles of judgment. The conviction from the book of works. The book of works will prove evidently, with clear evidence, that you have done wrong. One sin is enough to penalize a person to go to hell. There are many sins. All these are recorded in the book of works. According to their works. And none will be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. No one can be saved by his works. The confirmation from the book of life. As I said just now, another book was opened. This would be the book of life. The absence of their names in the Lamb's book of life would disqualify them. The Lamb's book of life, open up. Is your name there? No. Is your name in the book of works? Yes. All the works you have done. The works that you have done would prove that you have sinned. Your name is not in the book of life. You prove that you are not a saint. God is very, very particular in his judgment. There shall no wise enter into it except they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. This is a confirmation. Him that cometh, while we have the chance today, the Lord Jesus Christ had said, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And while they had the opportunity to do so. But if they refuse to come, then of course they will have to face their decision. So all cast into the lake of fire. The sea gave up a dead that were in it. Yesterday I was talking to a person making a tomb in the cemetery, gravestone. And I asked him, what would happen to you when you die? Don't worry, I won't be buried in the cemetery. Burn me, throw my ashes into the sea. Would that be lost forever? He said, that's the best. All lost. Nobody remember. The Lord will remember. He says, the sea gave up the dead. The sea gave up the dead. The land will give up the dead. And so multitudes will be raised. This will be the second resurrection. no matter the condition of the body, it will be resurrected to face judgment. Just as no matter the condition of the body, the person who has died, having believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, will be raised to life, having a new body, an immortal body. So, the one who has sinned against him, that body, no matter what form, will be raised, will be resurrected, and will form, will face the judgment that he deserves. Death and Hades give up the dead. Death is personalized to give us an idea. Whatever it is that causes death, whatever it is that dies, death will give up the dead. The union of the resurrected and the physical bodies from land and sea with the spirits and meat and souls delivered from death and Hades. With regard to the rapture, we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, then will God bring to unite with the bodies that will be raised. What is them? Or what are them? The souls and the spirits who are with Christ forevermore. Now, absent from the body, present with the Lord, those present with the Lord, God, Christ will bring, and together in the rapture, those who are both those bodies who are dead will be raised, and together they will be united, and they will meet Christ in the air, and all will go into heaven. This is the consequence. The dead, thus, death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. So when death and Hades, death, what does it mean death? Anything that is dead, no one can escape. Whatever is dead, everything that is dead will be thrown into the lake of fire. Hades, the place of the departed dead, whatever and whoever has died will go to Hades. All in Hades will be cast into the lake of fire. What emphasis can we have than this? That death and Hades will be cast into the lake of fire. The raised physical bodies that died, united with the spirit in Hades, will be sentenced to hell. That will be the punishment of the judgment at the great white throne. It is a terrible place. You know, when I prepared all this, my heart was very, very disturbed because of the, if all these things become a reality, and it will be a reality, how guilty I am for not speaking to my brother, for not speaking to my sister, for not speaking to my father, for not speaking to my mother, for not speaking to any friend of mine. Just think about it. We're finished with destinies. Anyone not found in the book of life, that's the second one. First, all are cast in the lake of fire. Now, anyone not found in the book of life, anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life, was thrown in the lake of fire. As I said, this is the second evidence. First, your deeds will make you go into hellfire. Second, your name is not found in the book of life, that will make you go into the lake of fire. And anyone whose name was not found recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. So this is the second proof. These same are those whose names are not in the Lamb's book of life, and whose sins have not been washed in the blood of the Lamb. For the wages of sin is death, we learn that. And that's what it is all about. This is the second death. What is meant by that? Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The first death was in Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto man once to die. After this, the judgment. This is the judgment. Or the judgment seat of Christ. What, depending on the condition you are. Now, this is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. All right? But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the book, in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, if you look at those sins committed there, they're not so light. Not fair to be sent into the lake of fire. Liars, murderers, not fair. But then we know if there's only one sin to convict a person, he goes to the lake of fire. And therefore you see all these sins, even specified sinners, even specified to be sent into the lake of fire if their sins are not forgiven. The second death, however, this is the confirmation. The second death, remember, second death means the death of the one sent to hell, Hades, to lake of fire. The sixth, second death has no power over the one who is an overcomer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 2:11, he that overcometh shall not hurt, shall not be hurt of the second death. Confirm for us, those in the first resurrection, those who take part in the rapture of the church, blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Conclusion. The judgment at the great white throne is different from the judgment at the glory. Now, I have finished with the judgment at the great white throne. Let me very, very briefly give you a glance. For those people who claim that there is only one resurrection and one judgment, and there are many groups who claim that, that one at the last, at the end of it all, when Christ comes, all will be raised and all will be judged, sinners as well as saints, all together at one time. I've told you already that there are at least three judgments, because there are three different things found in each one of them. I've given you the differences between the two, the judgment of Christ and the judgment at the great white throne. And there is a judgment of his glory, the third one. Now, very quickly, it is found in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25. Now, I have no time. You can look at this in my website. Alright? This is called the judgment of, at the throne of his glory. When the Lord Jesus Christ... Now, first, let me give you the background. I won't explain this. Let me give you the background. After the church has been raptured, leaving behind Jews and Gentiles. Please note what I'm saying, because this is what is going to happen very soon as we see the things develop in Israel today. Jews and Gentiles will be left, Israel. And God will punish Israel after the church has been raptured into heaven, because the church was a mystery, an interval in his dealings with the Jews, with Abraham's people. So, after that interval, when the church is raptured into heaven, he will continue from where he stopped before the church was formed. And that all is found in Daniel's prophecy, chapter 9. He will take up the Jews again. He will keep his promise to Abraham and to David and to Solomon. He will give them a kingdom as he has promised. But he must punish them first for crucifying the king whom he had sent to save them and to deliver them. So they, the Jews, will go through a great tribulation of 7 years. When the Gentiles will persecute them, and perhaps are we seeing this slowly coming to pass in our time. The great tribulation has not come, but isn't it leading to that stage? As we see the anti-Semitism going on today, now the Jews will be punished. They will go through great tribulation, and it says that if the Lord Jesus Christ does not come to deliver them, no one will escape. And after the judgment seat of Christ with the saints, Christians, the church and Christ will come again to the earth, known as a revelation. And they will then do save Israel from the sin. I save Israel from their great tribulation. And then God, Jesus Christ, will judge the people, the Gentiles, the nations. You read in Matthew 25. The nations, this time is the judgment of nations. The nations will be gathered together, and they will be divided into sheep and goats. Sheep, those who treat the Jews well. Goats, those who treat the Jews badly. Those who treat the Jews badly, God's people, will be punished. Those who treat the Jews well, they will be rewarded. And they will go into the millennium, the peaceful reign of Christ for 1,000 years. Not place in this judgment, there's no resurrection. Because this judgment will take place on earth of how the Gentiles treat the Jews. And if they treat the Jews badly, they will be punished. The Jews and the Gentiles who are treated well will then go into the millennium, and there will be peace on earth 1,000 years. Tremendous peace and tremendous wonders of nature taking place. After that will come, and why Satan is bound for 1,000 years. Satan is not there to disturb. But at the end of 1,000 years, Satan will be released. And Satan will cause havoc in the last rebellion, and God will send fire to destroy them. And then heaven and earth will be burnt up, and the judgment at the great white throne will take place. This is the order that you should expect in the coming days as we wait upon the Lord to see what happens. So, with that, I end. Roughly then, you have the rapture, then you have the great tribulation, and you have the second coming of Christ to save the Jews after the great tribulation, and then the millennial kingdom of 1,000 years on earth. And after that, heaven and earth will be burned up, and the great white throne judgment will take place, and then the results will be all those, no one will escape. All Hades and death, you cast them all into the lake of fire, including Hades and death. So this is the future judgment we should be expecting. Horrible, horrible. I prepare this, I feel terrified. I do not know about you. The Lord bless until we meet again. Some other day, if not here, perhaps up there. The Lord bless all of you. Thank you. Yes, you can always go to my website, and then this file will be up there after Tuesday. So it's time for me to post it up for you. Thank you.